Talented, articulate leaders drive real progress in any industry. In the insurance world, the voices of these leaders resonate through tens of thousands of organizations. Applied Systems is pleased to bring you these voices in our leadership series, a collection of podcasts that feature insurance leaders telling their own stories and lending their perspectives on timely issues. Listen to insurance leaders talk of tackling business challenges head-on, discussing issues such as communication between agents and brokers and their carriers, improving customer service, enhancing efficiency and profitability, and more. We hope you'll find our guests intriguing and informative. Your host for the Leadership Series is Peter Van Artrijk Jr., Managing Director of the Van Artrijk Group. For 20 years, Peter has helped independent agents and brokers turn marketing and communications challenges into business advantages.
We're talking with Brian Bartosz. He's an independent agent up there in the Uper. You're a Uper, Brian, right?
No, actually I'm not. We're in the northern part of the Lower Peninsula. We've got some multiple locations throughout the area.
All right, and that's up there in Michigan. So this is going to be a great discussion for those that are listening. Don't know Brian. Brian's been around the industry for a long, long time. In fact, he's been a user of Applied Technology. His agency has been for 22 years, and Brian, for almost 20 years, has been involved in the user group of Applied Systems, ASNet. Still, to this day, is on the circuit, so to speak, going to a lot of different industry trade shows. And we're going to talk about why you do that, Brian, in a second. But probably one of the most interesting things about Brian is that he's an innovator in his agency. Brian, tell us a little bit, just quickly, about your agency.
Well, we've got an agency with a main office, and then we have sales offices, and we currently have 9 total with staffing specialized in different areas. Our main office handles most of our commercial placement and rating. We're about $13 million in sales. We've got ever expanding. We're currently taking one of our offices, and we've just tripled the staff, moved in a new location. So we're always looking for opportunities.
Okay, let's talk about things, Brian, that you've done as an agency owner in your agency in terms of specific technologies. And I think you like to talk about this customer experience. Maybe we can talk first about real time.
In our agency, first I'll talk about client experiences that we have. We call it client first. And in our agency, that's the focus of anything we do in the agency. Workflows are geared to the client and how they perceive it. So with real time, for example, we've got a number of different initiatives. But with real time, we've taken the ability to do a first notice of loss real time from an agency management system or an inquiry or whatever it might be, and pass it on directly in our process with our clients. So a client calls to report a loss, we do a real-time first notice of loss and instantly are able to provide them with a claim number, the adjuster's name, and their phone number. And that's the kind of service that they don't necessarily get when you're trying to fax something out and wait for a reply back. So in our agency, that real-time, that immediate response has become very important, and we try to place our business with those carriers that provide that service back to us.
Now, you also have something called real-time chat. What's that?
Well, the real-time chat was another way of allowing our customers to have multiple methods of getting in touch with us. We feel we're supporting multi-generations, and they have multi-methods of trying to do their business with us. The live chat allows them to go to our website, click on the chat, and it'll find the first available CSR, and can choose either business, life, or personal, and they get people with that type of background. And they can chat back and forth in a secure link, and when they're done, the system sends back a transcript, which is attached to our agency management system for later referral.
And one of the things in the insurance industry, we're very often doing things for customers, but if you look at other industries, other consumer experiences, consumers are very willing and actually see value in doing their own thing. And you're using something, the Applied product is called InScope, but it allows the customer to do more things themselves, which saves your staff's time and also gives value back to the customer from their perspective. So tell us about that.
Yeah, we're using this product that allows our clients to log in with their own user code and password and see their account. We've opened up access to see not only their coverages, but they can see the activity that's been on the account. We filtered out to the things that mean the most to them. Transactions on the account. They can do auto ID cards, certificates of insurance. We give them different levels of access and security. In fact, our select business unit issues a user code and password to every single client. That's part of our process. So in that particular unit, basically the small business, they all have online access. We don't force them to go there, and none of these are really forced. It's just we want to give a lot of different avenues for them to connect with us.
Something else you've done, which is more maybe an internal thing, but the way you've changed the phone system to save some money, voice over IP. Can you explain that?
Yeah, the voice over IP is, of course, that new technology out there, and there's different levels of it that you can get. What we chose was a Cisco brand, and I'm not advertising for them, but the important point was there is that our automation and our phone are running on the same system. What it does, it gives us connectivity with our 9 locations to pick up the phone and dial an extension from any location. In fact, in the hotel here I'm at, I've already connected to the phone. I can actually pick a local line from any one of our offices and dial from that line. So if I need to call somebody in another city, I can grab a local line and dial out of that. that. What we do it for is because we have specialties in each office that allows us to easily transfer a person's call, no matter where they may need the service, without them having to dial another number or reconnect or anything like that.
Tell us about service links. Like, how does that work, the 24/7 access?
Well, it was important in our as a trusted choice agency that we provide 24/7 service, and we didn't want it to be just a phone number. So we actually built quite an elaborate system with our live chat. If you go in there after hours, or our service links, you can click on our website, and if you need to file a claim or make a change or whatever, you can click on that link, make it over a secure link. And what we've done from 24/7 aspect is, whether somebody calls our agency, uses live chat, a service link, or goes into InScope and makes a request, those are all routed to a CSR that's on call after hours, and they all route into one device, and so they come in all different ways, but they're able to pick that up.
You talked about trust and choice, Brian. I love your URL. Your agency is called Topham Michigan Insurance Agency, and your URL is TOMIA247.com, and so you're really leveraging that 24/7 experience very well.
Yeah, the 24/7, I think, is a peace of mind. It's not like we get calls all day and all night. It's really a peace of mind knowing that if something does happen, somebody can have access to us, and they don't necessarily have to look for a phone number. They can go to a website, they can call a number, they can call any one of our branch offices, and it all routes back into the central spot after hours. And that CSR on call doesn't get a lot of calls, but we handle service requests and claim requests that happen from our clients, and we do it ourselves instead of passing it off to a company service center. We like to do that internally because we feel in our client experience we own the relationship, so we want to enhance the relationship ourselves.
Brian, obviously you put a lot of time into this, a lot of actually money. So what is the payback that you've seen, if any?
Quantitatively, it's sometimes hard to measure all of that. What we try to do is make sure we have our agency difference that shows us different from the agency down the street that represents the same company. And so we feel like we have some intangibles in retention. We have some very high retention rates, 90-plus across the board. We notice as we track our CSR and producer retention rates that it's these kind of services that help hold on to an account. When they look or even think about going somewhere else, they look back to the service things that we give as a core part of our business, and it is the difference that we offer to them.
Now, you've also participated in some workflow studies where you've been able to demonstrate the savings of time with, for example, a real-time transaction, you know, going to a carrier website, logging on, all that, versus the real-time within your agency management system. What did we do with this time? Now, CSRs have extra time. What have you been able to do with that time?
Well, I think that's a good point to bring up, because we have noticed different savings. When we went paperless, we saved 30% in our file handling costs. Using real time, we saved, at least in the time side of it, both hands-on and elapsed time, we saved up to 80% of the time we would spend doing some of these transactions by using real time. And what that gives us time to do now is to build on our relationships. You know, it gives a CSR more time to call a client, discuss their coverages, their needs, and that type of stuff. So we get away from handling it as a transaction and build it more as a relationship. That's the difference in our client experience, is get away from transactions and get into the more relationship building process.
What is one thing an agency owner can do to make these kinds of changes in there? Where do they start?
I can't really do all the positions in the agency, but one thing I felt that's been very important from the start is to be involved all the way from the receptionist at the front desk through the CSRs into the producer's life, and understand what they have to do and what they're faced with. And so on a regular basis, I will shadow them, see where they're, what they're working on, what they need to do, and see where their tasks are influencing our client experience, what the clients have to put up with. By being that hands-on, it's not like I do receipts every day, but I understand the concept and the process. So change is a lot easier to initiate from the top than it is to initiate from the receptionist position. So by seeing that and experiencing it, I can go back and make the changes we need in our workflows. We're constantly analyzing our workflows to make sure we can use technology to streamline the steps, the time that we spend on tasks, and the elapsed time that occurs.
You know, it might be, from a communication standpoint, kind of exciting and different for a CSR to have the boss man sit down at their desk with them and just see the struggles. You know, maybe it's more work than more time than it has to be. I mean, that sends a pretty good signal, doesn't it?
I think it does build up a lot of rapport with them, especially when you understand that they are involved with some heavy-duty tasks now to produce personal lines quotes, for example. When I started 20 years ago, we would spend a couple hours in a manual and figure them out. Now we have automation. We spend a couple hours in multiple websites. I mean, to understand what they're faced with allows us to take new technologies like real-time and bridging and all the different things that we have available and try to cut that time back down. And so understanding their pain points definitely allows you to communicate and work with them a lot better.
Just finally, Brian, I think I've got to ask you this, because for over two decades you've been on the circuit, very visible at industry meetings. Why do you do this? This is obviously about leadership, this podcast series, and we're talking to very special people, but what drives you to do this?
Well, I found that being involved has put pressure on myself personally to make sure to do this the best I can. So when you're out there talking about what you're doing, I don't want to talk about, you know, smoke and mirrors and things that could happen. I like to talk about what we are actually doing. So to me personally, when I'm speaking about something we're doing, it makes me want to do it better and better and better, so that I feel more and more comfortable talking about it and sharing those experiences. So I've found that it's been a good driving force. The other thing is I've been introduced to some great people in the industry that I don't think I would have ran into in any other way. Whether I go to a users group meeting or an industry meeting where I'm the speaker, I've never walked away without picking up something I could take back myself. And with that open-mindedness of knowing that you can always learn something new, I think being involved is the best way to pick up those new ideas.
Well, Brian, on behalf of the independent agents out there all around the country, thanks for all the work you're putting in.
All right. Thank you very much, Peter.